The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It's 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name is John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Brett Festley, Big Dick Toledo. Here we go for another summer day. Here in the Great Valley with, of course, the sun's on everybody's mind tonight and a very poor job by local journalists, I say, on this Chris Paul situation. He's out again tonight. We don't get to see Chris Paul back in, but I've yet to hear, like, everybody just says asymptomatic, like the local news, like their website's not a whole lot of info as far as, like, is he testing positive still? Or, I mean, are they not releasing any of that information, or is anybody digging, or are we just going with what we're
being
told?
And the NBA policy.
I mean, that's kind of an ambiguous thing, right?
I thought it was like, oh, you know, I heard last week, doesn't matter, NBA's policy is still 10 days.
Well, it's 10 days, but it's also, if you were vaccinated, it's shorter.
Yeah, so there's all these different...
But it all based on whether or not you have two negative tests.
Yeah.
So clearly he hasn't had two negative tests in 24 hours to start the process to go, okay, now you got to sit out for a few days, that's it. So my guess is at this point, if he's not ready to go tonight, he's not playing Thursday either. That would be my guess. Because if there's no news like, hey, he's got his he just can't make tonight's game, but he got his first negative yesterday. If he gets another one tomorrow, he'll be ready to go by Thursday or whenever. But I don't think you can – if he's out tonight, I don't think he can – I think we're going to lose Chris Paul for the road games, and that's where it's going to be crazy. But, again, sitting on pins and needles watching this whole thing happen, and talk about a dude who's just the luck of the draw. Every playoff series he's ever been in, something stupid happens. This is just gigantic, so – it starts tonight. The city starts buzzing again about 12 hours from now, and then
squad needs to just play on adrenaline again.
Yeah, they got it. Well, now the Clippers know. Sorry, all right, you want to use Devin Booker for your superstar? Let's see. So it's the other guys have to
step up. Shut them down.
You got to have Mikal Bridges. You got to have Campaign. You got to get all these other. Ayton's got to be even better.
Paul will be back once LeBron decides because he runs the league, so it doesn't matter. Yeah.
There's so much truth to that, it hurts.
He's looking at the test.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Dr. LeBron is in on that. What kind of nerve does LeBron have with his stupid Space Jam movie? Ugh. I mean, that's like me starting the Sex Machine band. Didn't somebody already do this? Isn't this the same exact thing?
Yeah.
Like, you go back and say, I'm going to do and to call it the bunny versus the goat.
The goat.
And you can't call yourself the goat. Although Michael Jordan has a pretty cool thing where he's, well, now Nike does that for Simone Biles, and Jordan's got little goat on their uniform. But that's Nike. It's not like he went in and goes, I want goats on my stuff because I'm the greatest of all time. Jerry Rice doesn't go around and call himself the goat or write it on his autographs, but LeBron does.
If it were around, then... maybe.
Yeah, it is so arrogant to have Michael Jordan still alive and call yourself the GOAT in a major motion picture.
And I'm going to do your movie.
Yeah, and I'm going to do the exact same movie you did. I'm going to do the idea that they had for you. And look, it's not his fault.
I'm a humble man.
It's not his fault they pitched him Space Jam. It's not his fault that, you know, they want him in this movie. But when they said, we're going to call you the GOAT because it's the bunny and the goat and that's funny, he should have said, I can't do that. I can't possibly walk out there and tell people I am my movie starring me, and I'm also the greatest of all time. Now, Bugs is the GOAT. If you want to call Bugs the GOAT. If you have LeBron and the GOAT, Bugs is the GOAT. He's the greatest cartoon character.
I agree. That
would have been the twist is that because Bugs is the man. Like, he changed cartoons all the way around.
But. That's the crazy part is LeBron's always chasing Jordan's ghost. Jordan's not even dead yet. Yeah. He's doing his remaking his movies.
He got
basically
in his ghost car. He's just like, I want to chase the ghost, but I'm going to get in and do everything you did.
He was running number 23. God, I mean, just ridiculous.
He's been out of the playoffs now. What, 2 weeks? And I still just think about how much I hate that guy. The phoniest athlete in my lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Next to Tim Tebow, but this guy actually gets accolades. Of course, Tebow's right there, too.
Look out now.
That pile of climbing a fire, too. I hate him. He drives me nuts.
He'll be the goat of tight ends after a year.
He won't, Brady. He's not going to happen. Yeah.
Not going to make the squad.
Everybody who believes in God wants Tim Tebow to do something because they think it somehow or another proves their theories, but it doesn't.
I'll take Tebow over LeBron, though, just out of the two. They both suck.
Dinner,
but
like
just,
Subway?
Yeah, even to hang out with. Like, I mean,
Subway,
just
not me.
LeBron's such a dick.
No, I'd take LeBron over Tebow.
Way.
No, Tebow would be self-righteous and pious. I can handle asshole more than I can handle religious push.
Oh, no, I can't now.
No, I can't. some guy was just like, you know, the Lord would frown on your language. I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm going to hang out with LeBron. He's an asshole, but at least he's a little less uptight than you about this. And plus, he thinks he can do things he can't do, so I'd end up doing parkour with Tim Tebow.
So does LeBron, though.
LeBron can actually do it, though.
He can
thinks
play.
He's the greatest,
he's not the greatest
of all time.
Tebow will outwork you.
Ask him, he'll tell you.
And everybody in
the
room.
Okay, good. Yeah, there's plenty of people who can outwork me. I thrive on the idea that I don't want to do anything. So, yeah. You know what I would beat Tebow at? A day of nothing, because I'm great at it. I am the GOAT of nothingness. Doug Hopkins and I were talking the other day, and he said, what's your timeline for retirement? And I'm like, you know, I'm stockpiling. I'm doing all I can. I'm trying to have the escape plan. I said, if I get a little boost or a little help somewhere along the way, as far as like a bump with, investment pops or something like that, I said, I can look at 2 years, but then I have to start thinking, how long am I going to live? And do I budget? I don't want to budget
my
retirement.
What kind of lifestyle?
So he's talking. He goes, I tried it. I couldn't do it. And I'm like, man, if I was you, I'd be all done. He goes, well, you'd get bored. And I'm like, you have underestimated my ability to do nothing. Nobody. My dad says that. Well, you'd get bored. I'm like, I can find entertainment on the Buzzer Network and watch 4 hours of the match game.
No problem.
Nothing to it. If I've got nothing to do, and that's my problem. I've always got stuff to do. If I have nothing to do, I thrive on it. What are my vacations? I don't go anywhere. I go to the couch and I do nothing for 7 days. And it is the greatest days of my life. So, yeah.
You do what you want to do.
Retirement is just a sea of nothing. So if you want to see the greatest of all time at doing nothing, you're looking at it. So, yeah, can Tim Tebow outwork me? All day long, because I'm smarter than him. Go ahead, keep working, Tim. I'm going to hire a guy to do this for me.
I don't know about tests and stuff like that, but...
What is like...
You know, just trivia and...
I'd kill him at that. Yeah, he's an idiot when it comes to that. Unless it's the, you know the Bible. And I'd still do okay, but he'd kill me on that.
You might give him a run for the money.
I give him a little run, but you start getting into some details, you know... You get into that whole the brothers triads and the I don't know any of that stuff. But
I think he keeps his message simple.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So as far as
God
diving
is
into
an
stories.
Awesome God. He sings the songs. He does that. Hey, who brought up Tim Tebow? Whose goddamn fault was that?
Brett.
Well, I didn't bring up Tebow.
You
brought up Tebow, you son of a bitch.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. They're all liars. This whole group is liars. So Chris Paul out again tonight. And it's you know, the home games, you can handle it. I think the Suns will be all right at home. And this Clipper team is, I'm telling you, one of these
You got to have this one tonight.
You have to win this one because one of these home games in L.A., Thursday or Friday or Saturday, whenever they play the next one, the Suns are going to get blown out. There's going to be one game. That's what the Clippers do. They're too good. There's one game you're going to go, whoa.
You're not Suns in four, huh?
Oh, no. I'm actually hoping against that. They're going to get one game. They're going to get bounced by like 15 to 17 points. You saw what the Clippers did against Utah. When they get hot, they shoot. They don't miss. They scored 82 points and a half against the number one team in the West. I mean, they can. There's a 37-point swing in 24 minutes. They are capable. So I don't see the Suns in four. I can see five if they're healthy. But without Chris Paul going to L.A., they're going to have one game where they just get bounced. And keep in mind, they did that whole... beat Utah thing. A couple of games in Utah, so it's definitely not a team you want to toy with. I just don't get the Chris Paul thing. I want to know details. That's what I want to know. I want to know, is he testing positive? I don't know why we can't get that info. It drives me nuts. And what is the protocol? If he tests positive yesterday, or just didn't have a negative test yet, an inconclusive one, is he 10 days out still? Does anyone know? I haven't read one conclusive thing about like what this does.
Yeah, the only thing I figured is they just keep testing,
right,
the next
but I mean,
day,
where is then, he? That's my point.
Right. Like, has he had a negative? Has he had?
If he has, then what? If he hasn't, then what? What is the 10-day thing? Because I keep hearing, well, there's a 10-day protocol. When? Is he positive yesterday? Do we start the 10 days after two negative tests? I don't know any of the protocol. It drives me bananas.
What if he comes out and says the same thing that I did or what was happening a year ago?
Yeah.
To this day, indecisive. The tests keep coming back
what
indecisive.
You kept having, yeah. Yours was indecisive. It just didn't, it wasn't indecisive. Inconclusive, but Brady said his tests were indecisive. Like, you could, you couldn't, who cares?
Should we let him go
Brady
or not?
Brady's going to a doctor, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know. If this is all indecisive nonsense. You could, I don't know. Indecision is the name of the game here.
It's like Gamba Ding Dong reporting.
I'm Dr. Gamba Ding Dong. I looked at my handy dandy notebook.
According
I can't
to my
tell.
Notes.
According to my sources, you either do or do not have COVID. It's indecisive. I don't know. I can't make up my mind on this. COVID's all over the road. Brought to you by Peller Windows. And you're going to be doing a lot of window looking because you're not allowed outside. You got the COVID.
The COVID.
He's got the
COVID 19.
Got the COVID 19s. My handy dandy notebook tells me you got COVID. And it's indecisive, Brady. You're out at least 10 days.
It sucks, Gambo.
It does suck. But you know what you can do? Suck up some udon noodles from Payway, I say.
It's a great idea.
While you're staring out at the rest of the world without COVID through your Peller windows.
You keep it away because you're a golden glover.
I'm a golden glover. I fought COVID away. COVID came for me, and I said, no, COVID. I said, hey, COVID, I eat this for breakfast. I eat the COVID. So I fought him off with my golden gloves. I used to be a golden gloves boxer. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
And you know why else, Brady? It's because I'm in great shape. You're in terrible condition. You're a blimper. So I drink my filtrated water from my friends at Culligan. And also became a doctor.
I heard a higher douche factor keeps the...
Higher douche factor. Yeah, COVID. I'm such a douche. COVID avoided me. Like one of those 50-year-olds at a Scottsdale bar. I just avoid that guy. He's just, something's wrong with him. But you know... Super hot wife, covert, got to repeat everything, drop it down, give my little bibliography. Anyway, yeah, so Brady, I don't know what it is, but it's indecisive, as you said, but I don't know any of the rules. So we shall see, but tonight, definitely no Chris Paul. So whilst we rally the valley this evening, we have to do it Chris Paul free, which I think the team has kind of rallied around, like making sure Chris Paul is not disappointed. That was for sure the game Monday when they FaceTimed him on the way out. That was pretty cool. That was a neat moment. So.
What they could do is, would be great, is they could announce a second negative before the game
when
to let him know he's good
him.
To go for yeah. Thursday.
And again, there's no such thing as COVID anymore, at least in basketball. They don't care about the health standards. I sat on Dale Hellestray's lap and we breathed on strangers the whole – nobody cares. And, you know, I got my irons in the fire tonight. I got two offers. I didn't even say anything. I don't ask for tickets. I can't do that. But somebody said, I got one saying that if his friend doesn't want to go, and I don't know how that's going to happen, he'll go. And another guy said, hey, I might fall into tickets tonight. You're in. I'm like, oh, this is great.
Not Section 200, though, right?
Oh, good. No,
all right.
Please.
Make sure you got your boxing gloves
ready. Do
you
think I talked to those people? And the Suns put out a thing yesterday that said, we will not tolerate fighting. Well, then you need to close Section 200 because that's all those people want to do, you know? That's what my friend Rich said when we were getting in line. And this sounds bougie, but it was true. We're in line to get into the arena on Sunday. And he looks around and he goes, I'm by no means a wealthy man. But I know this wasn't cheap. And he goes, and I'm looking around wondering how the hell half these people have any money at all, let alone enough for this.
Yeah.
I'm like, leveraged, man. There's credit cards with a lot of big fat charges on here to go to these games. I mean, there were people that, but again, you look at me and think I'm homeless. I dress like an idiot. So I don't know. It definitely looks like, man, you shouldn't be throwing a few thousand dollars around.
There's some PPP money out there.
There is some of that. I think maybe the government kicked in for a few Suns games.
What I hear from gear. Half, maybe.
Hey,
half,
nothing wrong with that. The whole 200 section is based on the triple P. It could happen. Anyway, Suns tonight. What is it, 7 o'clock, 7:30 start tonight?
Something yeah. Like right excited. In between there.
Very excited.
Someone has hit us up thinking he doesn't think it's COVID. I bet there's something wrong with his arm again, and they're trying to protect it for the next couple games.
God, he had such a stretch, great game seven
yeah.
Game four against Denver. You can't imagine that he dinged it again and they wouldn't just say his shoulder. I don't know why you wouldn't. I don't think that's right. I don't think you'd dabble around with the COVID protocols. You just say he's got a bad shoulder.
I think they bring the Suns dance squad platform out there on all the girls,
with
and then
masks.
They do a sunflower. They're masked up, and Chris Paul's in the center.
So he's like popping out of a cake or something.
Why do you want this to be such a Broadway announcement? Just let him back on the floor. What is going on over there? Why
are you? It's showtime.
Let's fix it.
Why are you directing Cats just to have Chris Paul? Just say he's better, and then introduce him. You don't have to have him come out in feather boas and.
Everything's coming up, Chris Paul.
It'd be great. He comes out on the
float. No, it wouldn't. It would be confusing is all. Why? Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your gay eyes towards the east entrance. The lady, it's like the
showgirl.
Why would he do that? That's just silly. That's just
silly. You paid good money for those
tickets.
I
don't want that. The show is the game. I don't need a Broadway festival. And ladies and gentlemen, the dance team is going to show you Chris Paul had the COVID. Now he's better. Now he's better. What's going on down there? The introductions have gone crazy.
Putting on the assists.
Yeah.
Section 200 would be way confused, though, if that was
going
happening.
Going on down there, Holmes. Chris Paul is dancing.
The white people.
He's been sick for this. Is clearly white people. They're so excited about him. They made a Broadway show out of bringing him back.
You're here to fight.
Yeah, I'm here to punch guys. Sons are gay. Puto! Puto!
We get in trouble for that at soccer games.
Puto!
That's my favorite thing. That made me want to go to soccer games. I am a fan of Mexico's soccer team. The crowd was told, knock it off, at the last 10 events. Stop saying puto. As a group. And they're like, no. And they did it again, and their team got fined. And now they're not allowed to be at the games. Mexico's got to play games with no fans because they can't stop yelling puto. I don't even know what it means. I know it's not good, but they can't stop yelling it. And I think it's the homo F word in Spanish, but I don't know. I don't know.
Man, could you imagine that in the stands?
Oh, it's great. But they were told, fans, please stop saying puto. Please.
That guy's a puto. Puto!
I think it means like whore or bitch or something like that.
Puta.
Oh, that's puta?
Yeah, puto is like gay whore. Oh. Man whore. I don't know. But I know they're not allowed to say it, and they yell it at every game, 75,000 strong, waving that flag at anybody. And they're like, and they've gone, when they go to body, showing the girl, saying, see, sit down, puto.
He doesn't like when we say puto. You know how you're a puto? You don't like hearing puto. Puto!
They're hilarious. And I'm like, I'm going to this.
Make a deal with it. The announcer has to say it every 2 minutes. Again, just a reminder. Yeah.
Quick reminder, fans.
At least he's saying it. And they're,
I can imagine now Raider fans have Nassib comes out. Of all the teams to have a gay player come out, like a contributing player who's gay, Ryan Nassib, right? He came out as a homosexual yesterday. Yeah. And just a little announcement, his incredibly well-manicured backyard, and nothing like what Brady would have done, which would have had him come out on a float with feather boas.
You're in Vegas. Why not?
You're in Vegas. Get the showgirls.
That's why he's there.
Who loves the Browns, but he plays in our town. Nassib! Yeah, it's he came out as a homosexual yesterday, and I'm like, Raider fans are mostly people who shout puto at soccer games, and now they've got to deal with that. That's hilarious. Yeah, and you know, time. That's he's not the only one at all.
Yeah,
no way. I mean, if 10% of the population is gay, there's a load of football players who are doing that kind of stuff. So, good on them. So, and that's the thing. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. No. Can you play or not? That's it. And the one thing, like I had a comment yesterday, I saw on one of the things, was like, "Great, now what you going to do in the locker room?" I'm like, he didn't come out as a rapist. He came out as a homosexual. Think of it like this. If, in fact, you are a man and you're in a room full of women and they happen to be changing. Do you ever walk by? Let's use this example. Do you ever walk by the changing rooms at a department store as a man, as a heterosexual man, and know that there's women in there and think to yourself, well, I better get in there and start one of them? You don't, because you're not a rapist. Gay people are the same. They don't walk through a room. They might find someone attractive, but they don't walk through a room and go, well, since we're here together, I should probably start. That's not what my grandma used to think that. It's like if you're in the same area, they want to have sex with you. And it's not that.
That's why I don't go by the dressing rooms. And I just want to open that door.
Right, because that's because you're a rapist. But that argument never made sense to me, even when I was more bigoted towards gay stuff than I used to be. like more like, oh, that's weird, or, you know, and now I just don't care. I still probably have the same kind of, ooh, that's gross mentality, but I just don't care because it's not going to happen to me and I'm not going to live your life. Who cares? But, the argument of like, well, if they're in the locker room together, something terrible's going to happen. I'm like, no, there's gay guys in the military. They've had to hide it in the military for years. They don't hear about them raping each other like crazy because that's called rape. That's not gay. That's a different crime. It's a different thing altogether. So, yeah, he can walk through. He's been walking through locker rooms for years as a gay guy. It didn't just happen yesterday. And I don't think they've reported one single incident where he tried to jam his junk in another dude.
Puto!
Stop it.
You said I had a nice dong. I didn't think anything about it. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, you got a good-looking dong. If you were one of mine, I'd be eating that. Anyway, have a great game. That's as bad as it would get. And you know what? If somebody told me that in a locker room, and you're at LA Fitness, they don't do a gay check at the door. I don't hear a whole lot about LA Fitness gay rapes. And I've been to the one on 24th Street in Camelback, and that's as gay as it gets in there, man. It is the gayest LA Fitness you could ever be in. So what? It's not about them running around looking at your butt.
You shower there all the time.
I go there just for fun. The showers are hot. Crowded. It's like being in a rave.
They weren't yelling puto at the games. They were yelling gambo.
Gambo! Look at the crowd going nuts. Handy-dandy notebook says whatever they're saying in Spanish means gay homo F word.
Gambo!
This guy's a gambo. It's true. Anyway, so congratulations to the Raiders. Raider Nation, you are going to have Rainbow Pirate on your helmet this year because you have to. And I, for one, am giggling internally at this like you have no idea. The Raiders have to embrace gay first because we've had gay players, but this is like this is
the Raiders.
It's the Raiders.
Yeah.
It's the Raiders.
Yeah.
We better go ask Neander Mark.
And the other
this.
Gay guy that came out was the kid from Missouri. And remember, he didn't really make the team. He wasn't good enough to play.
Didn't.
This guy plays. Ryan Nassib plays. So, or Nasir, whatever his name is.
Nassib.
Yeah. He plays. So there's going to be a rainbow Raider logo on the sides of those helmets, and that is going to drive a lot of Roman Catholic Mexican Raider fans crazy. I'm here for the fireworks and the comments.
Yeah, Paul Marsh has already got his jersey ordered, his Rainbow Raiders jersey.
Rainbow Raiders, and the numbers will be rainbowed, and I can't wait for that.
Maybe they can get it be that paint that kind of reflects different colors in the light and the numbers.
And it'll reflect back rainbow.
Oh, man.
I say they should just change unicorn. Just have the Raiders have a unicorn thing on it. Or just go get Bucko Bruce, the old Buccaneers logo, and doll him up a little bit more. Yeah. So the gay thing, big deal, but it's out. So there you go. So Brady wants Chris Paul to be gay and reintroduced as such. And the guy for the Raiders is gay. So there you go. There's your sports update. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we, for this glorious Tuesday. 585-9800. A good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.